sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Rav Gil Amir ben Penina and for Kol Olam Kulo Sheni Vasha B'Tshuat Olamim. In the Torah, the sixth parasha, Parashas Baaloscha, tells about the Taras Halavim, Perek Ches Pasuk Ches. It says, "V'lakhu par ben Bakar min chasasos b'lo v'shemen, u'far sheni ben Bakar tikach l'chatas." So two parim are supposed to be taken. One of them is going to be a par ben Bakar, which, as the Torah later tells us, is an Ola. Rashi already notes here. And then the second par, the second bull, is going to be a Chatos. In Maseches Horius, Lef Hamad Beis, Taim Shimon Omer, Matam L'Rabab Par Sheni Ben Bokar L'Tikach L'Chatos. Why Par Sheni? Sheni La'Ola. Ma'Ola Lo Ne'echeles. Av Chatos Lo Ne'echeles. So this is the second to the Ola. Just like a carbon Ola we know is not eaten, so too this carbon is not eaten, this carbon Chatos is not eaten. In Rashi, in Parshas Shmini, Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Aleph, on the Pasuk Vesa Basar Vesa Or Saraf Ba'esh Michutz Lamachane, he writes, Lo Matzinu Chatos Chitzon in Nesrefes Ela Zu B'shel Miluim. The only time you see a Chatos Chitzona that is burned, a chatas brought in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash and not on the inside, the only time you find that it's burned is over here on the eighth day and of the Miluim, and that's why it says Saraf Beish Mechutz L'machane, and Dafka here it's burned. But nowhere else do you find that a chatas chitzon is burned. The Baalei Hatosis there ask from Parav Chatas of Levim, that's not eaten, even though it's a chatas chitzon. So Rashi says that we only find two chatas that are burned, and one of them is not that of the Levim. What about that of the Levim? It's also not eaten. It's also burned. So why doesn't Rashi include that in the list? And he answers, the Baalei Tosfos answer, they answer, that Rashi wants to say is we only find that Chatas Chitzon is burned with the skin and with the flesh outside the camp when it comes to those two korbanos. So it's all burned. The flesh and the skin, the or and the basar, are burned michutz lamachane. Those are the only two cases. But the chatas halavim, first of all, the or isn't burned. And second of all, it's not michutz lamachane, because we compare it to the par ha'ola, which also the or is, of the ola is not burned. You remove the or, you give it to the kohanim, and like the Gemara says, and it's not burned outside the machane, it's burned on the mizbeach. Kol ha'basar nesrefes l'gab mizbeach kolil, like par ha'ola. Ven kori sreifa l'akrava, it's not called sreifa, it's called akrava. So that's the teret to the Baalei Tosfos, that Rashi says only two korbanos are burned. That means burned, not in the mizbeach, burned outside the camp. This korban chatos is, yes, it's completely burned, but not completely, including the or, number one. And number two, it's not burned. It's sacrificed. It's hakrava. It's brought close to Hashem, but it's not burning. It's hakrava al mizbeach. So therefore, Rashi didn't include that in his list. Baruch Hashem. We zocha learn a pasuk, a gemara in Harius, a Rashi in Shemini, and a Baalei Tosfos, and a Kashya, and a Teretz. How good could that be? But asks Harav Yitzchak Sirotskin, really one of the great Mechabrim and Talmidei Chachomim of this door, it's Mamish Hafle, His svarim, wow. So he has numerous svarim on Chumash, called the Rinas Yitzchak, the Gvuras Yitzchak. So, and the Rinas Yitzchak on Parshas Balos, he asks the following kasha. The Gemara says in Zvachim and the Peites Amid Beis that we learn from this pasuk Parasheni Ben Bakar Tikach Chatos that the Evarim of the Ola precede the Emurim of the Chatos. V'pnei Shehem Kolil Liishim, because the Ola is Kolil Liishim. The Ola is totally Lashem. Since the Ola is totally Lashem, the whole thing is burned, therefore it precedes the Chatos. Because it says in the Mishnah, and Daf Peites Amud Aleph, Evarei Ola, Kodmin Leivarei Chatos, Leimurei Chatos. The Emurim of the Ola precede the Emurim of the Chatos. B'nei Shehu, because the Ola is Kolil Liishim. It goes completely to the fire. Hashem came the Chatos, they only bring the Emurim. And the Gemara says, and Peites Amud Beis, that what are we talking about over here? We are talking over here about the Chatos Halevim. So if we're talking about the Chatos Halevim, so how can the Mishnah say that only the Evari Ola are Kolil Yishim? The Chatos is also Kolil Yishim. That's a very big problem. According to the Balei HaTosfos, Chatos is also Kolil Yishim. So why is the Haktaras HaOla preceding the Chatos? They're both Kolil Yishim? That's the Kasha. So in the Mikdash David, B'inyan Haktara, he writes as follows, the Gaon of David Rappaport, one of the great Rashi Yeshiva in pre-war Europe, Eruchan Wasserman. So he writes, "Beimurei kevis de marbin and kevis la'alia, shehi b'chlal emurim." Kosva Rambam Zal Paragal from Meiser Kabbonas Lochi Yitches, the Notalim Achulios Hashidra. So here he references the Rambam. The Rambam says in Paragal of Lochi Yitches of Meiser Kabbonas, the limbs and organs that are burned on the altar from the sin offerings that are eaten from the guilt offerings from the priest's offerings are called emurim. These are the emurim of an ox or a goat. The fat is in the inner organs, including the fat that's on the maw and the two kidneys and the fat that's on them, together with the fat that's on the flanks, the lobe of the liver, a small portion of which you take from its lobe. If the sacrifice is from sheep, that's where we want to get to. If it's from sheep, then he should add to these the fat tail, Mosif al Elu, Ha'alia Hatimima, Ima Chulios, Mina Shidra Mokama Kleos, Shinamra Luma Seotzi Yisirena. If the sacrifice is from sheep, he should add to these the fat tail in its entirety, together with the vertebrae from the spine until the place of the kidneys. As it states, he should remove it opposite the kidneys. Very nice. So that's the Rambam. So from here, the Mikdash David says that in Emurei Keves, that we're marbe Keves la'alia, that when it comes to the Keves, you bring the fat tail as well. That's also included in the Emurim. The Rambam says you take the vertebrae also, the Cholios Hashidra. Umashma de'afim pirshu yalu. So the Mashmos of the Rambam is that even in pirshu, even if they were separated, they should still go on to the Mizbeach. Dirak Be'ola, that only when it comes to an Ola, Dichsivi, Tshrei Krai, V'hikdir HaKoinis HaKol HaMizbecha, Uksiva siso lasecha baser v'adam v'doshina dai v'hiktira koinis hakol koi raka mechubarim. So we have two psukim by Ola. One of the psukim is v'hiktira koinis hakol ha-mizbecha. You bring it all. So what's all? So we darshan, when you makdir all, only what's mechubar, only what's connected. But if something was disconnected from the animal, was detached from the animal, then it's not brought in the mizbech. If it was separated, says the Mikdash Tavit, this is on page Kuf Chof Hey of the Shmuas Chaim edition of the Mikdash Tavit. Or appears she weaker rak di ikidin aktor rak ala basar of a bakacham and echolim. The makrivim rakas emurim. So if pirshu, if the emurim were separated from the ola, you only bring the basar. But by kacham and echolim, kacham that are eaten, non olas, that you're makriv rakas emurim, you're only makriv the emurim. The shina mikrod the sirena af chulios hashidra b'chal emurim. So included in the emurim is also Chulios HaShidra. And it says in the Pasuk, Yisirena. And he shall remove it opposite the kidneys. And what does that include? It includes the Chulios HaShidra. So these are Emurim Gemurim, and Ve'ein Nafkamina Bein Mechubarim Bein Pirshu, whether they're connected or they're detached. Ve'ein Chulik Bein Chulios V'Shar Emurim. So the difference is, according to the Rambam, says the Mikdash David, that when it comes to an Ola, if the innards were separated from the animal, then you don't bring them, you only bring the Basar. But when it comes to the Emurim, you bring them all. Doesn't matter whether they're connected or whether they were detached, you bring them all. Chulios, Shari Murim, doesn't matter. Miubola nira dafos and a chulios shall a shidra in pirshu lo yalu. Tbo lekadini murim klah, but by an ol, it's not true. Those chulios of the shidra, if they were disconnected from the rest of the innards, what's the din? The din is they shouldn't go on the mizbech, because by ol, there's no din emurim. You only bring the emurim if they're going together with the basar, but if not, then you don't bring them. I bring you a raya that by Ola there's no dine murim. Dabe murim, see victirim this shitzrichim kol emurim, lios kachas velak tir nachas achas, klimirim psachim. That by emurim it says victiram, they have to be makdir, we learn they have to be makdir, all the emurim, kachas, and not achas achas, not one by one, as it says in psachim 64b. So when it comes to the emurim, together, and it wears in Tamid, Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, we say, Kishahu Menateach Ola Yachel of Levad, Vyoseris HaKaved, Hayatalui Bedofen, V'chein HaKlos, V'chein Maktir Nachas V'achas, Achas Achas. And when it comes to the Ola, you are Maktir them one by one. So when it comes to the Emurim, there's a din of being makdir them all together. But by Ola, there's no din of being makdir the Emurim together. So it must be that by Ola, there's no din of Aktaras Emurim. Yes, if the Emurim are connected to the bus, so then you makdir everything together. But if the Emurim aren't connected to the bus, so then you don't have the, if perishu, you don't bring them. Because there's no din Emurim. What's the riot? There's no din Emurim? Because when you're makdir the Emurim, you makdir them chelev levad. Vioseris HaKaved, V'chein HaKlos, you're makdir them one by one. And not all together. If it was a din of Aktaras Emurim, then you'd be makdir them all together. But since there's no din of Aktaras Emurim, you're makdir them one by one. So when it comes to the Chatos, if the chulios shebeshidra, if the spine was pirish, was separated from the animal, you still bring it. If you bring the vertebrae from the spine until the place of the kidneys. But when it comes to an ola, you don't. Because by an ola, there's no din of aktaras emurim. There's a din of aktaras ola, but not dafka de emurim. And therefore there's different rules. that by Murim, when you're makta their Murim, you makta them all together. But the Ola, you're not makta them together. Some of the Emurim, when you're menatech the Ola, it's going to be the Chelev Levan and the Oseres HaKaved. And the Kloyos, they're going to be separate. So you see that it doesn't have a regular din of Akhtaris Emurim, because Akhtaris Emurim is all together. And since there's no din of Akhtaris Emurim, if the Shidra, if the vertebrae from the spine were separated from the rest of the animal, then they're not brought. Because by Ola, there's no din of Akhtaris Emurim. And since these are Emurim or Pirshu, you no longer have to bring them. Hashem came when it comes to the Chatos. You have to bring all the Emurim, even if Pirshu. So ad kan mi divrei mikdash David. That when it comes to an ola, there's no din emurim. When it comes to a chatas, there is a din emurim. That's the yisod. And by chatas, there's no difference between all the emurim have to be brought, and even if they're pirshu. And by a chatas, no. If Pirshu, some of the Amurim are Parish, then you don't have to bring them. Because there's only a din of Haktaras HaBasar. And if the Amurim go in with them together, then it's fine. But if not, then it's not necessary. So if the Chulya Shel Shidra Pirshu, so by an Ola Lo Yalu, by Chatas Yalu. Because by Ola, the Ikra din is on the Basar. So based on what we said, we have to understand. B'chatas halavim, was it completely like an ola? Shelo hayala din emurim, v'rak din haktara al kol abasar. How are we going to learn this Chatas Halavim? What's going to be the nature of this Chatas Halavim? Is it Legamre going up on the Mizbeach? Like in Ola, there's no Dinei Murim? It only has a din haktara kol abasar like an ola? Or is chatas different? That since it was a chatas, it has a din emurim like other kachem and echolim. And in the din of haktara seymurim, we don't have a din of basar b'haktarasa. We just learned in the pasuk with parasheni that the rest of the basar of the chatas, that normally in a chatas it would be eaten, by chatas alavim it's not eaten. It's burned. So in other words, what's the nature of this Chatas Halavim? Is this Chatas Halavim Legamre like an Ola? And it only has Din of Akhtar in the Basar? Or no? It's like a Chatas. There's a Din of Akhtar in the Emurim. But it just happens to be that this Chatas, you burn the Basar also. Nafkamina. Now when it comes to an Ola, there's no Din Emurim. They wouldn't be Makhtu the Emurim Ka'achas. They would cut up the Emurim, be makdu them achas, achas, achas. Because they don't have a classical. The classical din of Emurim is, you don't cut them up, you're makdu them all together. When it comes to the Ola, you're makdu your achas, achas. You're makdu the Emurim, you burn the Emurim one by one. So what do you do with this Chatas Halavim? Do you burn them? Do you burn the Emurim ka'achas, like an Ola? Achas, achas, like an Ola, one by one? Or like a Chatas, all together? That's the Nafkamina, and how to learn this Pshat and this Chatas. Is it like a regular Chatas? Just you burn the basar? Or no, it's like an ola. What's this lima telling you that it's like an ola? It's just like an ola that you burn the whole thing, but really it's a chattis, and therefore you burn all the amorim together. What do we say? No! That it's like an ola. And then you burn the amorim, achas, achas. And if you learn that it's like a regular chatas, so if the chulios hashedra were pirshu, if they were separated, they broke off, then you're still going to bring them? Because we said that by a chatas, if pirshu, you still bring it as a carbon. You still put it on the mizbeach, you still makdir it. Unlike the evar ola, that if they separated, then you don't bring them. So how do you understand, unlike the Amureola, that if they separated, you don't bring them. So how do you understand this Chatas Halavim? What's going to be the din of the Amurim? Like a Chatas or like an Ola? So from the Lashon of Reb Shimon, Ma Ola Alo Necheles, Av Chatas Lo Necheles. Just like an Ola is an Eden, Chatas also is an Eden. So Samash that Be'emes, we don't learn Chatas from Ola, that the Chatas doesn't have a din of Akhtaras Amurim. It just says one din Akhtar in the whole Basar. No. Rather, Be'emes, this Chatas is no different than all other Chatos. It has a din of Akhtaras Emurim. Just we learn from the Hegesh that besides the fact you have to be makdir the Emurim, you also have to be makdir the Basar. So very good. So we have a Yishu for our Shaila from the Lashon of the Gemara. Mashmos, the Lashon of the Gemara is that it's only like an Olin so far as that it's not eaten. But as far as the Akhtaras Emurim, this Chatas is going to have a din Chatas. So according to this, it would appear that we can say, says Rav Saratskin, that the Gemara says that Evar Eola called Melei Evar Memori Chatos, Gabe Ola V'Chatos Halavim, that the Evarim of the Ola proceed, the Emurim of the Chatos, regarding an Ola and the Chatos of Levim, Hainu, Shim Hayu Lefnei Amaktaras Evar Eola Memori Chatos Halavim, that if you had in front of you the two things, to be makdir the Evari Ha'ola and the Emurei Chatas Halavim, that the din Akhtaras Emurim Shelah Chatas is not me din Akhtaras Ola de Kalil. It doesn't stem from that halacha of being makdir the Ola completely, but rather me din Akhtaras Emurim Kechol HaKot Shemaneh Cholim. It's like being makdir the Emurim of all kachim that are normally eaten, even though this particular animal, the Chatas, is not eaten. And therefore, Haktaras Evare Ola precede the Haktaras Emurim. Why? Because the Emurim have a din chatas on them. The Emurim don't have a din ola on them. They have a din chatas. You're burning them like the Emurei chatas. Not like the Emurei ola. And therefore that's a lower level. That's not considered kalil liishim. Because it's being burned midin chatas, not midin ola. So when you have the two of them in front of you, the Emurim of the Chatos, Halavim, and the Evarim of the Ola, so you're going to put the Ola in first, because that's Kalil Liishim. But the Emurim of the Chatos don't have a din of Kalil Liishim. They're not on the same level as Ola. The Emurim are being burned Midin Chatos. Midin Emurei Chatos. Yes, in the end, you're not going to eat the carbon. That's also true. But the Emurim are Bataras Chatas, not Bataras Ola. We were dying from Lashon of the Gemara. But in Achinami, let's say you're dealing with the Evari Ola, me Evari Chatas. It's the limbs, not the innards, the limbs. You're not going to be makdim the Ola. Why are you not going to be makdim the Ola? Because the Chatas is also kali like the Ola. When you're burning the limbs, you're burning them at Toras Ola. That's what's learned from Ola. When you're burning the innards of the Chatas, that's Bataras Chatas. So therefore the Ola precedes that. The Ola is kali ishim, this is not. This is the status of a Chatas. When you're burning the limbs of the Chatas versus the limbs of the Ola, that's going to be the same. They're both kali ishim. That's really not true. Because even if you have the limbs of the Ola against the limbs of the Chatas, the limbs of the Ola are still going to go first. Why? Because the Ola has one din aktara of Kali Li'ishin. Mashegin Chatas Halavim, there are two din aktara. There's a din aktara Emurim, and there's another din of aktara on the rest of the Basar. And that's not called Kali Li'ishin. It's not one package going up to Hashem. It's two separate packages going up to Hashem. So we don't call that Kula Kalil, as if it all goes up together to Hashem. No. There's one din of Aktara Seymurim that's burned Al Tzchatos, and then the rest of the bus is burnt out like an Ola. But that's not called Kalil Ishim, one could argue. And therefore, the olas kodemes afle varia chatas. Even even when it comes to the varm of the chatas, is certainly like it says in the Mishnah and the Gemara that a vare ola are kodmin leimure chatas. So that's certainly true, because they vare ola are kula kalil ishim. The Ola is totally going up to Hashem. And the Emurei Chatas. The Emurei Chatas are Bataras Chatas. Not Bataras Ola. Not Bataras Kali Li'ishim like an Ola. There it has the status of a Chatas when it comes to the Emurim, that only part of the animal is brought to Hashem. So the Ola precedes it, because the Ola is cool Kali Li'ishim. And this is with the Chatas, the innards of the Chatas are being brought as innards of a Chatas, not as an Ola, not as a Kali Li'ishim carbon. And therefore there the din is that they're all brought together. Midin Akhtara Seymurim, and not Midin Ola, which is Kali Li'ishim. Medina Ola, we saw that the Emurim have a different din. They could be, you cut them up and they're brought achas achas, and then the whole thing is burnt to Hashem. Ultimately, the whole animal is burnt to Hashem. But in Ola, it's one package that it's all going up to Hashem. The whole animal has a din of being burnt to Hashem. Whereas the Emurei Chatas, when you're just looking at the Emurei Chatas against the Ola, it's a lower level. That's not considered Kali Li'ishim, because that has a din only of Aktaras Emurim. You look at the Emurim independently. As a murei chatas, and it's not considered a carbon that's going up completely to Hashem. So therefore, the evare ola precede the murei chatas, and now we're saying that even the evare ola precede the evare chatas, because yes, the evare chatas are being burned like the evare ola, but not as kulo kolil ishim, not as the whole animal is being brought to Hashem as one. They're coming from two different dinim. One medina aktara seymurim of a chatas, and the other that's derived from Ola. The buster is derived from Ola. It's not called kula kal li'ishim. Unlike an Ola, that's all brought to Hashem. It's a higher level. Therefore, it comes first. But dvarim neflaim biyoser. You know, if Saratzin didn't have 80 million thousand chadushim just like this, I'd be slightly less impressed, only slightly, but he does. So, ashreinu matov chalkeinu that we can learn this Torah, and that we should revisit this sugya. It's a fascinating sugya. A lot of Torah on it. So Khalil Modulam Lishmalas the Khan's colour is so to be have a main via main. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.